So whenever I heard my name being mentioned, I'm praying for Pastor Norman or praying for the pastor, it's just a shock on my body. Every time my name is mentioned, you know, I just feel energized and encouraged. And I'm serious, I'm not just kidding. It's not very often you hear people mention your name, you know, they were praying for Cynthia. Today we're going to look at 2 Samuel 15. I'm going to read part of the scriptures that we're going to meditate on this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 15, starting from 17. So the king set out with all the people following him, and they halted at the edge of the city. All his men marched past him, along with all the Kerethites and Pelethites and all the 600 Gittites who had accompanied him from Gath, marched before the king. The king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why should you come along with us? Go back and stay with the king Absalom. You are a foreigner, an exile from your homeland. You came only yesterday, and today shall I make you wander about with us when I do not know where I am going? Go back and take your people with you. May the Lord show you kindness and faithfulness." But Ittai replies to the king, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as my Lord the king lives, wherever my Lord the king may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servants be." David said to Ittai, "Go ahead, march on." So Ittai the Gittite marched on with all his men and the families that were with him. My topic today is a friend in need is a friend indeed. We all know that friends are very important, even especially for young people, teenagers, youth, young adults. They see friends as much more important than parents. We all need friends, and we have friends outside church, inside church, at work, from peewees, relationships in schools. So when I still have connection with my elementary school classmates after so many decades. I don't have that much contact with high school. We had a high school reunion last year. I did not go. I had a good friend when I was in university. We both study engineering together, and then we both have our internship together in a small town, in the mining town. So we are very close to each other. But today, the definition for friendship is different in this technologically connected world. We talk about how many contacts we have on our social media, Instagram. I think people keep telling me that we don't use Facebook anymore, Pastor Norman, we use Instagram. Okay, I'm still trying to figure out how to sign up an account. So I was told that we need to start putting our church programs on Instagram, not just Facebook and YouTube. I still watch YouTube. Today we have lots of friends, may mean we have lots of contacts. Know how many you have on your Instagram, how many followers, how many emails you receive in the older days. You know, today, how many WhatsApp message? I have lots of WhatsApp message, and I'm not sure that means I have lots of friends. I have lots of contacts. So I always a bit reluctant when people wonder, can I join you in my WhatsApp and WeChat? So let me think about it. I got enough contacts. So every day I spend a lot of time trying to sort out which are the ones I need to know. But friends is more than just contacts. A text message, a WhatsApp message, or email. And today when we look at 2 Samuel, friends that King David had. what we can learn first is from Absalom, his beloved son, that what a friend should not be. And in the previous chapters, we have learned that David committed adultery, great crime, and he even set up trap to have Bathsheba's husband murdered, killed. So David, King David, committed great crimes. And even though last time we talked that he repented in the previous chapters, but God's punishment still would come. And the punishment is that there will be sword, wars, fighting, killing within his family. First, we look at what a friend is not supposed to be. It's his son Absalom. The name Absalom means peace, father of peace. But Absalom, if you know anything about David's time, you know that Absalom is anything but peace. He's trying to kill his father. Absalom is a very smart person. Just from reading the first few verses of chapter 15. So every morning he would get up. He would get up really early. It's I don't know how early that is, but the Bible said it's really early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. So he stood there and trying to help all the people. They come to see the king for a decision. So he would stop people coming to see King David at the gate and offer his help. Now he's the son of the king, so of course people will listen. And Absalom would say to him, look, your claims are valid. So even before going examine what the case is that you are right. You're right, valid and proper. But there's no representative from the king to hear you. What? That's terrible. So he's setting up all these traps, false sayings, trying to discredit his father, the king. And then Absalom will say that, well, only if I appointed the judge, you know, but I'm not. If I'm appointed the judge in this land, then I will help you out. I will support you. I will bring justice. Wow, it sounds so attractive, isn't it? Here it is, the king's son getting up early in the morning, even probably before the court is open, and trying to help you. But then he said, I cannot really help you, only if I appointed the judge. And so Absalom behaved this way, and then he's trying to win the hearts of the people. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice. And so he stole the hearts of the people of Israel. But of course, David did not know. David is not exactly a very, seems like he's not a very sharp guy from what we read so far. You know, he got fooled by his own son. So his son is doing all this behind him. And he did not know. So at the end of the 4 years, so this has been going on for a long time, 4 years. And then Absalom said to the king, let me go to Hebron and fulfill a vow I made to the Lord. I want to go there and give thanks to the Lord, to praise the Lord. This sounds so spiritual. And King David said, yes, you should go. I want to go there, Absalom said, to worship the Lord. And then he was allowed to go to Hebron. Then Absalom sent secret messengers throughout the tribes of Israel to say, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, then say, Absalom is king in Hebron. So he's setting all this up to overthrow his father. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come from Gilead, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained strength and Absalom's following kept on increasing. So today he'll be a good politician. He knows how to win people's hearts, right? Truly or falsely. A messenger came and told David, the hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom. So Absalom, very patient, a very intelligent person. Step by step, slowly, quietly, he stole people's heart. And now he's going to overthrow David. So this is the kind of friend we don't want. This is the exact opposite of a true friend, that they do all this, trap you, despise you behind your back. And now David said, now he knows that he is in trouble. Again, then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, come, we must flee. Now he had to run for his life again. Once again, this poor guy always seems to be running from people trying to kill him. Come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin on us and put the city to the sword. He will come and kill everybody. So some scholars said that David is going to flee. Instead of putting out a fight with Absalom, he may win the fight, he may win the battle, but he doesn't want the people in the city to be slaughtered, to be killed. He cares about his people. So he'd rather he himself run for his life. So if he got caught, got killed, so only he himself. So even though he is in great trouble, he still loves his own people. But this, from the following verses, we can see what true friendship is. So David said to them, we have to run, but so that the people can be saved. So all his men marched past him along with the Kelonthites, the Pelonthites, and all the 600 Gittites who had accompanied him from Gath, marched before the king. So these people said, I will follow you. These 600, they are not Israelites. They are actually from the, used to be his enemy, the Philistines. And they're willing to go with David to protect him, even though not that many people, you can tell. David said to Ittai, Ittai is not a famous, well-known figure in the Bible. He's not even an Israelite. And later on, he will be mentioned in chapter 17 or 16, only once or twice. So it's not a famous figure. It's not someone that he would want to study about. But he is actually today the focus of our message. And then King said to Ittai, the Gittites, why should you come along with us? Go back and stay with the king of Absalom. Maybe you just go and serve him. It's better to follow me. So you can see that David cares about his people. Go back and stay with the king of Absalom. You are a foreigner. You're not even part of us. And exile from your homeland. So Ittai actually is a Philistine. He is from the same town or village as Goliath. So he's not exactly part of his people, but he is willing to go and support, protect David. So we can see what true friendship is. When you are in trouble, where are your friends? Friends are those, when you're in trouble, they will still stay with you. They will still support you. Ittai could easily run away, go and serve another king, but he chose not to. But why did Ittai willing to sacrifice and protect him? You came only yesterday And today, shall I make you wander about with us? When I do not know where I am going, go back and take your people with you, the 600 soldiers. May the Lord show you kindness and faithfulness. We can tell from this that David loved his people. He cared about his people. Today, if you're looking for a friend, we need to be a friend first. If you go looking for a friend, you are going to find they are very scarce. If you go out and be a friend, you will find them everywhere. David found true friendship in challenging time like this. He's going to run for his life. If I'm this guy, Ittai, with his 600 mercenaries, soldiers, they are just work for money. Right? They are not even an Israelite. Why would they go and protect David? They can easily just go. These mercenaries, they go where people are willing to pay the money. They could easily go and serve Absalom. Even David said that you should go and serve the new king or go back to your old place, your country. You don't need to follow me. I'm not even sure of myself, my life. So that's how he cared. Even though he's a king, he cared about his subjects, his followers. And I think that's how he won. Friend, Ittai as his true friend. If you look for a friend, sometimes we come to church, right? I could not find any friends here. I go to another church and look for other friends. I come to this group here, I could not find people that I can build a friendship. But you have to first be a friend for other people. If you go and look for friends, you find that there are not that many. But if you go out, you come to church, you go to your school, and be a friend. Like David, that's what David is doing. He did not treat Ittai, even though he's just a mercenary, just soldiers who fight for money. But he treat them like friends. And when you do that, other people would treat you like friends, even in times like this. It's a life and death situation. But David told him to go to serve Absalom or go back to your home. But Ittai replied to the king, "As surely as the Lord lives," he's making a promise, "and as my Lord the king lives, wherever my Lord the king may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servants be." Wow. What a statement, isn't it? No friends are true friends unless you, my God, buy them fast to one another through the love which is sworn in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. He is making this promise, is swearing to the Lord, to Jehovah. So I don't know how long this Ittai has been following David. But David obviously not only has won his heart, but also have shown him his faith that these Gentiles, Ittites, is also worshiping the same God as David. I'm making this promise. I'm swearing to the Lord. Our relationship, friendship, not only built on potlucks activities, like in the outside our church community. We have many good friends. I have good friends from, as I said, from elementary school. But when we get together, we can only share certain things, limited. But we cannot share our spiritual life. And sometimes when I met friends that have left Vancouver, went back to Asia, to China, to Hong Kong, sometimes we Zoom. And last year, I Zoom with an old friend from church. Haven't seen her for 30 years. So I shall retire now. But once we met, even on Zoom, we have about 30 years. And certainly we can share so much in our spiritual life in the Lord. And there is a special bonding that only through the Spirit that we can maintain. So our friendship should not just rely on playing ball games together, eating together, or in the sports together, but in the Spirit. So true friends, their relationship is built in and through the Spirit. So Ittai obviously had been converted to David's faith. A friend loved at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The bad time have come to David, and the friend Ittai is willing to march on with him. So David said to Ittai, "Okay, then follow me. Go ahead, march on." So Ittai the Gittite marched on with all his men, 600, and the families, wives, children. So not just himself, Ittai, but all the family, the people. A friend is is one who's willing to support you in challenging, difficult times. So once in a British newspaper, they ran a contest asking for a definition of true friendship. So the winning entry was this thought. The winning said that a friend is the first person who comes in when the whole world goes out. How true this is. Ittai is a true friend, even though he's not even an important figure in the Bible. Very little us know about him. And then he's only mentioned twice later on in 2 Samuel. But he is the first person, may not be the first person, and this is one of the persons who came forward to David when he had to run for his life. He may lose his life, he may lose all his wealth, but this Gentile willing to give his life for him. Don't you wish you have friends like that? Doesn't he remind us of Jesus? Jesus, our friend. Even though when we are in trouble, when we are down, when we are lonely, when all our friends have abandoned us, Jesus stay on with us. If you have a friend like Ittai, you are a rich person. The next person, or next two, are spiritual leaders. Zadok is a priest. Dad was there too, and all the Levi who were with him were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. They set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar offered sacrifice until all the people have finished leaving the city. So I was in a fellowship meeting 2 months ago, and the purpose of the meeting is to get to know your pastor. So they asked me about 60 questions and really lots of questions. What would you do? What do you like? And all this thing. So one of the questions they asked me is, if there's a fire in your house, well, fortunately, they did not ask, are you going to rescue your wife first or your mother? But that's not the question. So that if there's a fire in your house, what would be the one thing that you will, if you can only carry one thing out in time, what would you bring out? I'm not going to tell you my answer. But Zadok and this priest, now they have to run for life. So they quickly pick up the ark and run. Here, we're ready to leave. We're ready to go. Here's the Ark of the Covenant. So they thought that this is the most important thing, isn't it? The Ark of Covenant, where God resides. So they are right, right? But David, a repentant David now, he's a different person. In the past, Paul believes that the right we need when we fight in the battle, we need to carry the Ark of the Covenant along. You know, you two are smart, you did the right thing, you know. If there's only one thing you can carry, carry the Ark of the Covenant, right? Then we will run. The God is with us. But now he knows. David now knows that it is not that covenant that where God is. And David, and then the king said to Zadok, take the Ark of the God back in the city. What? We need the Lord more than before. Take it back. It's a repentant David now. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again. This is a spirit of true repentance. We know that the Lord is everywhere. It's not just in this physical box, chest. And you know that this is God's punishment for his sin. And then said, if the Lord find favor in his eyes, I should be back. And it is not right for me to carry, quote unquote, the Lord, the covenant with me, and run for my life. It is my sin that God is punishing. And I should not be carrying God to protect me. And if he has truly forgiven me, I will be back. I will see the covenant again. But if I am not pleased with you, then I am ready. I'm willing to take the punishment. Let him do to me whatever seems good to him. This is remorse and repentance. And then the king also asked Zadok, the priest, to go back to the city and serve Absalom, but actually be my informer, a true friend. And then they did. Zadok did go back to Jerusalem and stay there. And later on, we know that they actually helped David to win the battles. These are spiritual leaders. In challenging time, we need spiritual friends, not just friends who can comfort us. We need someone who can give us spiritual advice. They are loyal. They are trustworthy. But most important, they listen. They listen to David. Sometimes we want to help our friends. We keep saying that, this is good for you. Listen to me. Why don't you listen? You should do this. But they just follow David's wishes, King David's wishes. They listen. They respect David. They are true friends. So they went back to Jerusalem. The next person, the third person, when David arrived at the summit where people used to worship Hushai, the Archite was there to meet him. His robe torn and dust on his head. He's really sad. He's another true friend that David had in such challenging time. He's really sad. So he torn his robe and put dust on his head, which is a sign of great despair, sadness, sorrow. But David said to him, if you go with me, you will be burdened to me. All these people are willing to die for David. In challenging time, other people will run in the opposite direction, stay in Jerusalem or serve to be new king, whoever has power. But all these faithful, they are followers, they are subject, but they are also true friends of David. But he is an advisor to the king. So he's probably of old age, right? If you're only 25 years old, you cannot be an advisor to the king. So he's probably a senior of old age. And David probably worried that he cannot run with him David cannot protect him. So he said, if you follow me, you'll be a burden. I have to protect you. So what did David do? So he asked him to go back to the city. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, your majesty, I will be your servant. I was your father's servant in the past, but now I will be your servant. Then you can help me by frustrating Ahithophel's advice. Ahithophel is Bathsheba's grandfather. He served as David's advisor until Absalom recruited him. So Absalom is very smart. He knows that this guy is a very wise person, doesn't really like David, right? Because David committed adultery with his granddaughter. So Absalom recruited Ahithophel, and now David asked King, who should I do? Go back there and be a undercover secret agent. Go there and cause troubles. So actually, it's a very dangerous job to be undercover, right? I mean, you've seen enough movies, all this police cop being undercover in the mafia underworld, and then often when they got discovered, they got killed and tortured. So it's a very dangerous job to go back there and be a undercover agent. But Hushai, being a faithful friend, is willing to risk his life. So he followed David's instructions. He went back and be a undercover agent. And then in the later on chapters, and then we would read that it is Hushai who saved David. So he's a friend, another friend, really faithful, loyal, selflessness, strategic support, courage, strength, and fear not. We all need friends like Ittai, Hushai, Zadok in our life. But first, we have to be friends like them to help others, to support our friends. It's only when we go out there and be a friend that can we attract people to be our friends. They will continue up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered and he was barefoot. All the people with him covered their heads too and were weeping as they went up. One time, a father came home and noticed that his daughter was sitting there and crying. And then next to his daughter is another girl sitting there also crying. They're both crying. So the father asked his daughter, "Why are you crying?" And then the girl said, that, "Well, look at my door is broken. The head is broken." So the father said, "Oh, no problem." And then he went on and fixed it. He put it back together. So the girl, his daughter was very happy and stopped crying. And then the father asked his daughter's friend sitting next to her, "So why were you crying?" And then she said, "I was crying because your daughter was crying. So we cried together." We need friends like that, isn't it? You can eat and drink together, talk and laugh together, enjoy life together. It's easy to ask people to come when we have an eating event program, to have fun, to play a sports, to enjoy life together. But you are only real friends when you also cry together. These are David's friends. They cried together with David when David was in great despair. Rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Romans 12:15. The whole countryside wept. They all cried together, aloud, as all the people passed by. The king also crossed the Kidron Valley, and all the people moved on toward the wilderness. Kidron Valley is east side of Jerusalem. So you pass this valley or stream, depends on the season, and then you pass through Mount Olive, and then you go to the wilderness. So the whole, all these refugees now, they pass through Kidron. They left Jerusalem, they pass through Kidron. Kidron in Hebrew is has a meaning of darkness, sorrow, sadness. This place was mentioned once in the New Testament. Can you remember where that is mentioned? Oh, Simon knows, of course. John 18:1. When Jesus finished praying, when he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley, going on the way to Mount Olive, Gethsemane. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. John chapter 18. And we know that is the start of the journey of Jesus to the cross. And that's when Jesus' popularity dropped to the lowest. That's when Jesus went to pray, and then he found that all his disciples were sleeping. So after Jesus and the disciples passed through Kidron Valley, he's kind of like David. He's going to face great danger. But the only difference is David has all these faithful friends following him, willing to die for him. But for Jesus, it is the opposite. His disciples will eventually, most of them, left him, abandoned him. But this has all taken place, that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. After Jesus passed through the Kidron Valley, disciples start leaving him one by one. After Jesus passed through the Kidron Valley, unlike David, he has no true friends left to support him. He had to pray by himself. People would abandon him. All these people, when Jesus fed them the bread and the fish, there were thousands of people cheering for him, want him to be the next king, to be the savior. Now they all disappear. No one is there to support him. They all want him to be nailed to the cross. When Jesus walked this road to the cross, no one was there to support him. How sad this is. What a contrast to what we study from David. David passed through the same place, but all these people, even the Hittites, the Philistines, want to give his life for Jesus, for King David. But all these disciples that Jesus loved for 3 years show him that he is the true God. But when difficult, when death is become almost imminent, they all left him one by one. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, I don't know how many disciples there, at least one, you know. But where were all the rest? When Jesus, after 3 days, who went to the grave to check for Jesus' bodies? Not the disciples. They all abandoned him. How sad this was. Where is the Hittite for Jesus. But when we read this, we feel sad for Jesus, isn't it? When we look at David, and look at Jesus. But are we a Hittite of Jesus? Or are we like the disciples? Have we abandoned Jesus? When times are challenged, in the last few years, all churches gone through challenging times. Are you a Hittite, staying on, continue to follow Jesus, to support him, to pray, continue to pray, continue to support the ministry? Supporting the ministry is supporting Jesus. We're not doing the ministry for us. For VCC is all Jesus' ministry. You continue to be a faithful servant like before, during the good times, to support the ministry, to support Jesus. You continue to make your offerings, even though you may be financially in challenging time. You continue to read his word, even though you may not feel like you may be in a bad mood. Are you continue to be a faithful servant to preach God's gospel, Jesus' good news to people around you? I wish that everybody today is a like Ittai to David, and today we serve our Lord. Our Lord, look at us like David. Today the world has abandoned Jesus, but Jesus looked to us. He is looking for Ittais. And Ittai replied to the king. I hope today we can reply to our Lord Jesus as well. As surely as the Lord lives, and as my Lord the King lives, wherever my Lord the King may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servants be. Let's pray. Father God, help all of us to be Ittite to you. We follow you. We give your life to you in good times and in bad times. And be a good friend, true friend to you, because you have been and continue will be our true friend to support, to guide, to protect us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.